Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
Let's talk about the joy of expression. So the deeper we lean into our truth, the more impact, power, and potential we are unlocking, not only for ourselves, but for all of humanity. Now, that doesn't always come with praise emoji hands and people just being like, love it, and all the happy responses. Our truth also triggers the fuck out of people. It's coming from a higher place, a place that feels unfamiliar, a place that feels uncontrollable, a place that feels chaotic, a place that feels unsafe. Our truth can trigger that in other people. In fact, there's usually two ways that truth starts to show up for people. So for example, let's say you have a message that's coming through you, not from you. My favorite prompts to play with whenever I am wanting to express myself fully, knowing that in my deepest expression is the magnetism to call forth the people that I've already soul contracted to partner with, to work with, to mentor, to guide. That is what comes from leaning further and further into the truth and not holding back and speaking what really wants to come through. So the prompt that I'll frequently use to unlock and untap this truth that wants to come through me is, what is the truest truth that wants to be expressed through me today? And I hold that question, and intuitively something drops in, and it's usually something that makes me uncomfortable. Yet I trust that is exactly what people are meant to experience. It would not have dropped in if that wasn't the reality. So I have one commitment, and it's a bold declaration when I ask that question. It's inherently infused with, give me the truth, and in exchange for that truth, I commit to expressing it. No questions asked. This is the exchange. This is the energetic exchange. It's the dance in accordance with the law of gender. The law of gender is masculine receiving, masculine providing, receiving feminine. And I say to God, universe, source, to Gus, if you provide me the truest truth to be expressed today, I receive it. And then I also deploy the masculine part of my energy that says, and I commit to acting on it. So I receive the insight and I act on it. And that's a bold thing to commit to, because you never actually know what's going to come through. But there's such a deep level of trust and knowing that whatever does drop in from that place, from that higher place, it is a crucial message for the evolution of humanity in this moment, whether it's a stinger for one person or if it's a stinger for thousands of people. We have an obligation, a commitment to our higher purpose and our calling to deliver the truth at the highest vibrational frequency that we have the capacity to deliver it from. This happens, right? It feels uncomfortable. It feels vulnerable. We've made the commitment. We take the action in spite of the discomfort. We say the things that are bold that other people probably wouldn't have the balls or ovaries to actually declare or say out loud, that most people end up turning into a vanilla message that sounds like everybody else's. And this is the thing that creates the magnetism and sets you up to be the premier solution that people are seeking, to be the answer. You are the answer. You hold the answer. And as you are the answer and you hold the answer, then other people also receive their answer and become the answer for themselves. This is the divine orchestration, the web of how synchronicity moves through people. People hear the thing they're meant to hear at the exact right time they're wanting to hear it. This truth wants to come through you because there was somebody out there holding a question. They wanted to know something. Their heart had a desire to know something. The desire started to fill in all of the space in the universe to start to form and materialize and mobilize somebody to fulfill that desire. And so then the energy is mobilized to fulfill the desire that somebody has. It drops into you as the truth to be expressed, and you express it, and it just so happens that the person receives the answer that they've been holding. This is how creation works. This is your unique thumbprint in the tapestry of energy. Okay, all that to say, somebody also might have been holding that same exact question, and you deliver the truth, and it's not the answer they wanted to hear, because it breaks and shatters every single paradigm that they have for themselves. What do? They get nasty. Man, when people are triggered, when something starts breaking the comfort, safety, and security of a paradigm that is keeping them small and in the limitations of their human existence, You don't want to mess with that. That's a freaking bear. You do want to mess with that. And we do mess with that. Do. Why? Because that same trigger, that reactivity, that then they feel so uncomfortable with the truth that their soul actually is ready to receive, that the only way they can handle it is to project it all back onto you, to ask you to shift your paradigm to match their paradigm so they don't have to face the truth. They don't have to face the discomfort. It never has anything to do with us. Never. In fact, whenever somebody is completely triggered by something you are saying, you are literally putting a portal in front of them to mine gold hiding in their projections and their shadows. You are dropping an invitation to them to mine more of their power and potential. Now, whether they are brave enough to take that invitation or walk through that portal doesn't concern us. But I will tell you, regardless of what they do and regardless of how they react and regardless of how triggered they are and how much they project all of that discomfort back onto you, because if only you would have kept your mouth shut, they wouldn't have to feel this discomfort. Regardless of all of that, I can assure you that a seed has been planted, and it is a seed that will not go away. And while their initial reactivity might be what it is, you can trust and know that over time, and how long, much time it takes is up to the person, but over time, it will be their invitation to grow beyond where they currently are. And it is still an incredible gift to them, even though they weren't ready to receive it. So when we share our truest truth, unapologetically, one of two things are going to happen. One, it cracks open somebody who is ripe, ready, and been asking to receive the message that you just intentionally and courageously delivered. It pierces them right in the third eye. They can't deny it and changes their paradigm instantly, and they claim it and they receive it. Or two, it triggers the hell out of them and they react and they project. And then eventually the same thing happens, whether it's your trigger or 100 other triggers that come afterwards where they're still trying to deny the truth. Eventually, the same thing happens that happens for the first crew. Truth always wins. Love always wins. And no matter how dark it might be or how dark might come back at you, it is the fertile ground for the truth. So my question for you is, where are you holding back for fear of triggering people? Where are you making your message vanilla in order to be liked? And how might that be the exact thing that is blocking immense financial abundance? Because it is. Our money is directly tied to how deeply we serve. And the more vanilla our message, the less of service it is. So truth, expressing your truth, is a direct pathway to making more money in your business.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency and the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.